Exercise 1B, page 52. A.
Dear Sally, hello from Denver. I've been staying with my host family. They are such nice people. They've shown me around all the sights. I've been to the Botanical Gardens and the Denver Art Museum. I've also seen a really bizarre charity event. Last Sunday, 1,000 people dressed up as gorillas to run a race to help endangered mountain gorillas in Africa. I felt tempted to join in. See you when I get back. Tara.
B.
Hello, Tom. Hope you're well. I arrived in London 4 days ago. I came here with my dad on his business trip. He's been attending lots of meetings. So we haven't gone on any sightseeing tours. But London's such a vibrant place that there's something to see around every corner. Yesterday, I came across a fantastic event in the city centre. Thousands of people were taking part in a nighttime marathon called Shine. This event raises money for cancer research. It was a night to remember. Talk to you soon, Andy.
C.
Hi, James. Greetings from New York. I've explored so much of this amazing city since my last email. The highlight so far was my visit to Symbol Gallery last Saturday. There was a temporary display there called Construction. It had around 20 sculptures, which were all made from cans of food. When the exhibition is over, the gallery will donate all the food to the city's homeless. I've attached some photos of the sculptures. Hope you like them. David.
D.
Hey Jenny, I've been having a great time visiting my cousin in the UK. The weather is very different to what we have in Australia, though. Did you know they celebrate Red Nose Day in the UK? This big charity event has been taking place since 1988 to raise money for the homeless, the disabled, and for people in Africa in need of fresh water and vaccines. When my cousin told me her school was taking part, I really wanted to help. I designed the posters for the school bake sale, and I've been selling red noses too. I really hope the funds we've raised will make a difference. See you soon, Susie.